بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. Continuing our discussion about brotherhood and friendship, we said that the next topic would be those groups of people that we are recommended to befriend, to choose them as our brothers and sisters in faith. There are different groups which are listed in our hadith depending on the qualities and the merits that they have. One group is ulama, those who are pious and knowledgeable. Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have recommended us to try to know them and become their friends, close to them. For example, Amirul Mu'minin alayhi salam said, عَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ يَرْغَبُ فالتكثر من الأصحاب كيف لا يصحب العلماء الألباء الأتقياء. I am surprised how a person who tries to increase the number of his brothers and friends and companions would not try to choose ulama as his companions. Why he is not putting a stress on finding learned people that can become his friends, his brothers. And then Imam mentions two extra quality for such ulama. Al-alba, those who are labib, those who are intelligent and wise. You remember we had a hadith before that said friends are one of the three. One was like food, one was like illness, one was like medicine. Medicine was those who are labib, those who are thoughtful, intelligent and wise. So ulama who are wise and atqiya, at the same time they are pious. Not every person who has knowledge, not everyone who has studied. Someone who has wisdom and piety in addition to knowledge, you should try to find and get yourself somehow close to that person. الَّذِينَ يَغْتَنِمُوا فَضَائِلَهُمْ. These are the people that you can benefit from their merits. وَتَهْدِيهِ عُلُومُهُمْ. And their knowledge will guide you. وَتُزَيِّنُهُ صُحْبَتُهُمْ. And also their company will add to your credit. If you say, you know, such alim knows me, or I am friend with that alim, we have been together, this is a credit for you, not like some people that you have to hide your relation with them. So you benefit from their virtues and merits, you will be guided through their knowledge, and it will add to your credit if people come to know that you are known to them. In another hadith, Imam alayhi salam says, جالس العلماء يزدد علمك ويحسن أدبك. Sit with ulama, meet with them, spend time with them. This will increase your knowledge and will improve your akhlaq, your manners. So this is another hadith. You know, Luqman was not a prophet, but he was a person that Allah gave him wisdom. لَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ. He has given some wise advices to his son. Some of them are mentioned in the Quran. Like ya bunayya la tushrik billah inna ash-shirka la dhulmun 'azim. Some of his advices are mentioned in hadith. One of them is this: ya bunayya, O my dear son, jalis al-ulama, sit with ulama, wazahimhum birukbatayk. If someone doesn't know Arabic very well, he would translate this: annoy them with your knees. But this doesn't mean. It means that sit very close to them so that your knees would touch them. It means that be very close, very near to them. Zahimhum birukbatayk. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يُحْيِي الْقُلُوبِ بِالنُّورِ الْحِكْمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revives the heart with the light of wisdom. Where does this light of wisdom come? From wise people, from ulama. كَمَا يُحْيِي الْأَرْضِ بِوَابِلِ السَّمَاءِ. In the same way that Allah revives the dead land with rain, which comes from heaven, it becomes green. In the same way, the hearts are revived by wisdom, by the light of knowledge and hikmah. You know, in Dua Abu Hamza Somali, in the month of Ramadan, you recite this dua in Sahar. There is a passage in dua that Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, I don't know why every time that I think I have made improvement and I have come close to you, a problem happens. I lose that connection, that feeling. Then Imam himself lists some of the possible reasons for this. He says, maybe you found me, I am not careful about your rights. So he mentions several things. One of the things that Imam Zainul Abidin mentions is this: أَوْ لَعَلَّكَ فَقَدْتَنِي مِنْ مَجَالِسِ الْعُلَمَاءِ فَخَذَلْتَنِي. Maybe you found me missing in the gatherings of ulama, and this is why you have forsaken me. So it means that to be with ulama is such an important thing that if we miss, we may be not receiving blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the opposite is also mentioned by Imam Zainul Abidin: أَوْ رَأَيْتَنِي آلِفَ مَجَالِسِ الْبَطَّالِينَ فَبَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُمْ خَلَّيْتَنِي. You have not found me in the groups, in the circles of ulama, or maybe you found me in the gatherings of battalin, those who have no serious thing to do or to discuss. They just are involved in idle chatting and useless speech or gathering. In the same way that wisdom and knowledge revive the heart, nonsense can remove the light from the heart and can finally kill the heart. For example, you know, we have this beautiful hadith that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, لولا تكثير في كلامكم وتمريج في قلوبكم. Had it not been that you speak too much, and you let bad ideas and thoughts go around your mind. Had it not been for these two reasons, you would be able to see what I see and hear what I hear. سمعتم ما أسمع رأيتم ما أرى. Why we cannot see anything from the hidden world? It's because we speak too much and we keep our mind and heart busy with the ideas, memories, thoughts which are not good. They darken the heart and mind, and gradually they kill. This is Rasulullah. So speaking too much is a problem. Unless it is in the majlis, then speaking too much maybe is okay for sisters who speak too much. Maybe this is excluded in some hadith that we haven't found, you know, anywhere. Okay. So it's very important to increase our meeting, encounter with ulama and wise people. The last point for today is from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. صاحب الحكماء وجالس الحلماء. Try to be in company of wise people and sit with patient people. You know, we lack wisdom, we lack patience. But if we are friends with those who have wisdom and patience, automatically you gain. You know, if you are a very nervous, stressful, angry person, but you have friends who are patient and relaxed, so gradually their akhlaq will come to you and you will become like them. But if, God forbid, you have friends who are stressful and nervous and angry and arrogant and aggressive and harsh, day by day you become like them. After a few weeks, you become like them. So Imam Ali alayhi salam says, try to sit with hulama, those who have hilm. Hilm is slightly different from sabr. Hilm is a special type of patience which is normally used for being patient with respect to wrongdoing of people. Halim, in addition to what you eat, that is another halim. But halim, when it is used in Arabic for a person, is a person that when people wrong him, he can tolerate and maintain himself. Halim. People swear at him, say bad things to him, don't show respect, but he's halim. He's patient. He doesn't get angry quickly. And there is a expression in Arabic which says, "A'udhu billah min ghadab al-halim." If someone who is halim, he gets angry, then you have to be really worried. Because this person never gets angry. But if he really gets angry, then that's the time that it means something very, very serious has happened. You have to be very careful. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is halim. But if Allah with his helm and his mercy gets angry with someone, it means that that person must be really a wicked person. That even someone like Allah is not forgiving him. So, sahib al-hukama, وجالس الحلماء وأعرض عن الدنيا and turn away from dunya means do not be attached to the worldly pleasure. If you do these things, taskun jannat al-ma'wa, then you would be able to reside in heaven and have your refuge and comfort in heaven. We pray that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the company of pious, intelligent, wise, patient people and ulama inshallah in dunya and akhirah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ما امروز به خاطر اعطای جوایز مسابقات قرآن بحثمون یه مقدار خلاصه تر هست. گفتیم که در روایات ما سفارش شده که افراد خاصی را حتما سعی کنید باشون دوست بشید، رابطه برادری، خواهری، دینی و ایمانی با اینها برقرار کنید، با اینها وقت خودتون را بگذرونید، چون اینها برای شما در دنیا و آخرت مفیدند. یک دسته که سفارش شده علمای ربانی، علمای متقی. امیر المومنین علیه السلام فرمودند تعجب می کنم از کسی که دوست داره یاران و رفقای زیادی داشته باشه اما سراغ علما نمیره، نمیره با علما رفیق بشه. علمایی که البا اتقیا باشن، یعنی لبیب باشن، اهل خرد، خردمند، حکیم و متقی، باید گرشت اینا رو پیدا کرد، ولشون نباید کرد تا باشون باید رفیق شد. الذین یغتنم فضائلهم، اینا کسانی هستن که شما از فضائل اخلاقشون استفاده میکنید، علوم اینها شما را هدایت میکنه، صحبت و همدمی با اینها هم زینته. آدم با یک عالم متقی نشست و برخاست کنه، حتی میگه آقا من نماز جماعت فلان آیت الله، مثلا میگه من نماز جماعت آیت الله فلان در قم میرفتم، خود همین افتخار برادر، چه برسه که بگه آقا من با ایشون رفیقم. بعضی هستن آدم رفاقت باهاشون هیچ اعتباری به آدم نمیده، بعضی هم مثلا که اصلا رفاقت باهاشون آدم مخفی کنه. انسان با کسایی رفاقت بکنه که باعث آبرو بشن در دنیا و آخرت. در یک روایتی داره که لقمان حکیم به پسرش سفارش کرد، از جمله سفارشاتی که لقمان داشت که بعضیش در قرآن اومده بعضیش در روایات اومده، یکیش که در روایات اومده اینه: ای فرزندم با علما هم نشینی کن، نزدیک اونها بنشین، چون خداوند همونطور که زمین را با باران احیا می کند دلها را با نور حکمت احیا می کنه. لقمان به پسرش میگه برو پیش علما که نور حکمت اونها بر دل تو بتابه و دل تو زنده بشه. نزدیک وقت اذان هستیم، بحث رو اینجا تمام میکنیم. امیدواریم که انشالله خداوند متعال نور حکمت و علم و معرفت را انشالله به دلهای ما و جان ما بتاباند، ما را در این ماه رمضان که بهار قرآن هست با تراوت و نشاط و شادابی و پاکی انشالله وارد شب قدر بکند که شب بسیار عظیمی است. اگر انسان تمام طول سال زحمت بکشه برای اینکه خودش رو برای شب قدر آماده کنه، جاد و سزاواره. امیدواریم که ان شاء الله خداوند ما رو آماده کنه و از شب قدر حد اکثر استفاده رو بکنیم. و صلی الله علی سیدنا محمد و آل طیبین الطاهرین.